First and foremost, what stays in my mind is the extreme poverty that I saw from the moment we got off the plane in Maseru last February, myself and the county manager. The road infrastructure there is practically non-existent, except between the three major towns, or cities, I suppose they would call them to us. There wouldn't be much more than a village. Seeing children, and indeed adults, walking on the sides of the road, some of them with no shoes, all of them in second-hand, oversized or undersized clothes, shacks for houses, running sewage on the side of the road, children obviously starving, and I suppose the most profound thing I got to experience was a visit to two of the orphanages there, one of them from the Save a Child Foundation, and then the other, which was run by a woman called Mavis. Heartbreaking stuff, particularly in Mavis's orphanage, to see something like 50 children, and they were as if they were on display. You know, they smiled at the appropriate time, they clapped at the appropriate time, and it just seemed like they were constantly performing. And it was heartbreaking to see children 5 years of age minding toddlers of one and two, half them running around half naked, no toys whatsoever, nowhere to play, dogs with mange and I would suspect other diseases, their only friends. And I learned afterwards that they spend their days performing in the city of Maseru in order to get some money from Mavis so that she can provide them with some food. So that to me was heartbreaking. There was a baby there that left a lasting impact on me. I think I broke all the rules there are when it comes to aid. I fell in love with this baby, and it was very obvious that she had hydrocephalus and spina bifida. She obviously wasn't being cared for properly, because no 5-year-old child would know how to carry a hydrocephalus child around. Mavis was feeding her when we were there, and when I did come back, I tried to do something for her. We got onto the society here in Ireland. They had advised the treatment that was necessary. We made contact with Mavis's orphanage, and there was a gentleman there who had her diagnosed, and we were hoping that what we would be able to do was bring her here and get her the relevant treatment. But unfortunately, that baby died. So, but the saddest thing about that baby, I think, was what I was told, that she was born prematurely. She was a twin, and I think her twin has since died also. And her mother gave birth to the two twins in the middle of nowhere, on her own, and perhaps that's why the children had the ailments that they had, and that's perhaps why they didn't have any future. I think the main contribution they can give is just showing that people in the Western and more developed world actually care about what's happening in countries like Lesotho. I think what the twinning committee here in Kerry have done to date is nothing short of fantastic. There have been a number of individuals that have gone out there and have contributed something in the few days that they spent there. There are so many people in this county that want to get involved in the project, and I think just by, as the whole principle of the project is to share our experience and our expertise in order to help them to develop to a stage where they can live without such extreme poverty and extreme misery in some cases, and extreme hardship. I think that is what the focus of the steering committee is here, and I do think that in the next couple of years we'll go a long way towards getting that. Just a basic example is myself and the county manager were there on behalf of the county council, and we met with the local authorities there, and simple things around advising them how to plan in advance for the development of areas, you know, set aside land that can be developed for housing, and thereby preventing people from outside the country coming in and buying up that land now, and then in 5-10 years, when their economy is developing somewhat, making huge profits off the back of it, if they plan now, put in the sewage system, the water supplies and the roads where they plan to develop their own land, then it is the people of that country that will benefit, and not people from outside who are coming in to make a fast buck on the back of people as poor as the Basotho people.